On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke probing what the legislature will do to battle Wisconsin's deteriorating health crisis. Governor Evers says he expects to introduce a package of relief legislation this week. The legislature hasn't met in over 6 months. Here's Evers at his administration's pandemic presser Thursday.
I'm looking forward to having a discussion with the leaders of the Assembly and the Senate around what we can do, but they continue to be, at least last time I heard publicly, they're not in favor of mandating anything.
What do you need from your lawmakers? We're at 800-642-1234. Representative Jim Steinke is Republican, representing Wisconsin's 5th Assembly District, the Kaukauna area. Representative Steinke, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So Republicans control the Assembly and Senate. Will Republicans meet, call a session on the governor's forthcoming COVID relief package?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we're definitely open to. I know the speaker has reached out to the governor to have some discussions about the legislation that may be coming from the governor. He hasn't clued us in yet as to what that legislation entails, but something we're definitely open to talking to him about.
I mean, we've blown past 300,000 cases. Our chief medical officer, who we'll talk with next, warned that our state soon might not be able to adequately treat patients. Is it time to do something? And if so, what?
Well, and that's the challenge, right? I mean, we've seen that the governor's mask mandate hasn't been effective in bringing the cases down. I think that's the challenge anytime that you're that the state is coming in and making statewide rules without having any conversations with local units of government or law enforcement. We've seen that the enforcement of this has been spotty at best, but I don't know about anybody else, but the vast majority of places I go, people are wearing masks already. So I think that's a positive. And I think what the governor did in his address last week, I think, was important, letting people know that they should wear masks, they should social distance, they should be washing their hands frequently, and they should be staying home when they're sick. Those are all things that we've been parroting for months now.
Well, the governor had his stay-at-home order struck down, sued on his emergency order, sued on his statewide mask mandate. What are his options as governor besides begging Wisconsinites to just stay home, which he did in a televised address, as you said last week?
Well, and that's, like I said, that's something I agree with what the governor said. I think that we need people to take this virus seriously. We need them to comply in a voluntary way. Again, we just don't believe that these statewide orders work, especially when there is not consultation with local units of government and local law enforcement to ensure that they are enforced.
So if the governor can't enforce anything, can't enforce gatherings, masks, emergency orders without a challenge, without a court fight, if it's off the table in the name of personal liberty or technicalities, how do you expect local public health workers and the government to get COVID under control to protect Wisconsinites?
Well, let's be clear. Local units of government have more capabilities to enforce orders like this than the state does. We've seen that in Milwaukee. We've seen that in Madison. And that's something that, again, we've said all along that we support local units of government's ability to put in place some of these orders if they see fit, because they're the ones closest to the communities and closest to local law enforcement who would be tasked with enforcing this to begin with.
We're talking with Representative Jim Steinke, Assembly Majority Leader, about the state's COVID upsurge and the deteriorating health crisis, taking your questions as well. How do you want to see lawmakers handling the pandemic in the state? Would you like to see a more hands-off approach, a more local approach? Join in at 800-642-1234. Representative, if you're saying that we need more of a local approach, what local mandates have worked around the state? What would you hold up as an example?
Well, again, I mean, I think if you look at some of the mandates that have been put in place, especially locally in Dane County, Milwaukee County, I think there was some, it was shown to be somewhat effective, although now we're starting to see cases explode throughout the case, even where there are local mandates. So again, I think it's going to come down to people taking responsibility for the, for themselves, making sure that if they're vulnerable, that they're isolating themselves, and hopefully everybody else will start to take this more seriously. I mean, that's really what we have to bank on.
You know, our legislature has been the least active full-time state legislative body in the country since states began taking up legislation to combat the pandemic. What do you think of that?
Well, First of all, you know, if they're talking about when bills are passed, that's one thing. We passed dozens of policy items earlier this year that gave Governor Evers all the money that he needed and all the authority that he needed to respond to this pandemic. Again, over $2.2 billion that the governor had to spend without having to come to the legislature for approval. We gave him $75 million in state dollars to spend, which he utilized not a single penny of. We also gave him the ability to transfer employees from agency to agency. There were dozens of things that we did that gave him the authority that he needed. And it's important to note, he didn't ask us over the course of the last few months to come in and pass a single policy item. He didn't ask us for a single dollar more than he had to spend already. A few weeks ago when he was asked what else the Republican or what he would want the Republicans to pass, he didn't have a good answer for that.
What are you looking for out of this package?
Well, it's something we'll be interested to see because he hasn't tipped his hand on.
Well, I mean, what do you personally want to see out of this package? What needs to pass here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, there are a lot of things that like schools have asked us to come in and do. There are things that we can do to provide relief to businesses that are impacted by this. There's a whole host of things that we're going to be looking at, whether the governor does introduce this package of legislation or not. We're going to be working with our caucus over the coming weeks to determine what we can do as a legislature to respond to this.
When you mention schools and businesses, what specifically can schools do, or what aid do they need? What can the legislature do for schools at this point?
Well, I know they have a whole list of things that school districts were looking for, and I apologize, I don't have that list in front of me, but I know that they were looking for some changes that would help them to respond. I don't think it boiled down to money at this point. It was more about policy changes, so those are things that we can look at.
Should teachers be essential workers?
Well, I think everybody, I think that's the problem that we get into is when we start to defining who is essential and who's not. I think everybody is essential. My wife happens to be a public school teacher. Of course, I think she's essential. There is nothing that is more important than educating our kids. And right now what we're seeing across the state is kids are suffering. We've seen in Appleton right here just came out recently that the school district themselves admit that the way that kids are being educated right now, 100% virtually, is putting a lot of kids far behind, and that's something that we need to address.
Talking with Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke on this half of the state capitol report, the governor's statewide mask mandate expires in 5 days. Should it be extended? Should it be challenged in court? How do you feel about the governor's executive order advising you to stay home? 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with Representative Steinecke here on the Ideas Network. It's a state capitol report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin's clerks must finalize vote counts, wrap up what's known as the canvas process by tomorrow. On December 14th, 4 weeks from today, each state's designated electors will meet to cast their official ballots in the Electoral College. Meanwhile, Assembly Speaker Voss directed a committee with subpoena power to investigate how the election was administered. Do you support a probe of our state's elections process? What do you make of a federal suit brought on behalf of President Trump to try to change the outcome in Wisconsin? It's 800-642-1234. Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke is with us for 10 more minutes. Let's take a call now. Mary is with us from Pewaukee this morning. Hi, Mary.
Hi. My information is, you know, since March, we all pretty well knew most of the ropes as far as common sense and wearing a mask and washing the hands and the social distancing. So I totally believe am along with the same line of thinking as Evers. Also very happy that Biden won. They are going to be, as they already are, starting to, handle this in a smart, common sense, science, and listen to the doctors kind of a way. And the people that wake up each day and don't think they need to wear a mask, freedom does not mean hurting someone else.
Mary, what's your question? Go ahead.
It's just my comment that I agree with what your guest is saying, and that Evers should definitely be able to issue mandates.
Mary, thanks. And so Mary is saying she appreciates the statewide mask mandate, and leaving it up to municipalities could be difficult. What do you say to that?
How many tickets have been written for people violating the mask mandate?
I have no idea.
I think that's the issue, right? Is that when the governor issued this mask mandate, he did it without having consulted with any local units of government, without law enforcement. Law enforcement across the state were taken aback by the announcement of the mask mandate because they hadn't been consulted. And most of what we heard when the mask mandate came down from law enforcement is that they weren't going to spend their time enforcing it. So what good are state mandates if you don't have the backing of law enforcement or local units of government to enforce it? And that's what we've seen with how Governor Evers has handled this. That's why we have to be able to handle it on a much more local level, where local units of government are working with their law enforcement to make sure that if you're going to put an order in place, that it's actually enforced. Because if you're just going to throw out a mandate out there that's not going to be enforced, well, then what's the difference from what the governor said a week ago when he passed or when he announced the executive order just advising people to do what they should do?
So
the same thing.
What citations would you suggest for not wearing a mask?
Well, the governor already has that in place, right? I mean, he's got up to a $200 fine, I believe it is, for not wearing a mask. But he's never worked with local law enforcement to see if they would enforce it. And that's why we haven't seen, as far as I've heard, I haven't seen or heard of a single incident where somebody without a mask was cited for not wearing a mask. So is it a mandate or is it an advisory? And what I would say at this point is it amounts to an advisory, just the same as his executive order from a week ago.
We're talking with Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke of Kaukauna, and we're now going to switch gears here, look at Election Day and challenges in Wisconsin to the legitimacy of the election and the ensuing results. Taking your questions as well about the election and the challenges you see, 800-642-1234. Representative, Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolfe said repeatedly there were no problems with the election reported to her commission, no complaints filed alleging any irregularities. Your colleague Speaker Voss has ordered an investigation into the election results. Why are you doing this?
So there's a difference between believing something has fundamentally affected the outcome of the election and taking a look at it just to ensure that everything was followed correctly. I mean, what we've seen, I'm one that believes that no matter what happens, it is unlikely to uncover any kind of nefarious activities that would overturn the results of the election in Wisconsin. I really do believe that. I don't believe that there was widespread fraud large enough in numbers to overturn the results. I mean, we've seen recounts in the state before. We've seen things like this happen before where we do recounts and you're looking at a couple of hundred votes change hands, but not 20,000. So I think it's unlikely to overturn the results of the election. But I also support the idea that, you know, we have the Elections Committee take a look at things, because there was an explosion of people using the designation of indefinitely confined to receive an absentee ballot. There were things that I know are all over social media, which, of course, we know most of that stuff is nonsense, but people are concerned about. So I support the idea of taking a look at it. I just don't think it's going to result in much.
What will the investigation entail?
The Elections Committee will have the ability to call people in to testify and just get answers to questions that are out there.
Who will be subpoenaed?
That would be up to the Elections Committee. From what I have heard, most of the elections officials that may be called to testify would do so willingly. So I'm not sure that the subpoena power will be necessary, but it's there in case it is.
Are you in favor of a recount in Wisconsin?
That's up to the candidate. The president has the ability, because the state law that's within 1%, to call for a recount. Of course, the campaign would have to pay for that. So if he wishes to do that, that would be up to him.
That federal suit brought Thursday that seeks to throw out all the votes cast in Dane, Milwaukee, and Menominee counties. The suit offers no evidence or even sworn witness statements to back up its assertion that Wisconsin had illegal votes. Does this suit brought on behalf of President Trump have any merit to you?
No.
So what would you, then why is Wisconsin looking at its own investigation, its own, you know, irregularities, if you will?
Well, it's a lot. There's a pretty big difference between asking for three counties' votes to be thrown out in total and an elections committee who has oversight over elections to answer questions that may be out there. Two vastly different things.
Under state law, the legislature has no role in picking electors who are bound to cast their vote for the winner of the popular vote in Wisconsin. Representative Joe Sanfilippo said if your investigation turns up something, you could, quote, require Electoral College delegates to correct the injustice with their votes. Is that possible?
I don't believe we can.
Would you like to say anything further on that?
No, I don't believe we can. I believe the winner of the popular vote in the state gets the electors. That's how the law works, and I believe that's what's going to happen.
Do you think that what is happening now with this litigation here in Wisconsin and elsewhere, is undermining our democracy?
Well, it's challenging, right? I mean, I think one of the things that we're seeing, not only here in the state, but throughout the country, is the impact of social media and stories that get out that have very little basis in fact. You know, one of the things that I've been pushing back against is this idea that, 130,000 votes just appeared in Milwaukee County. We knew about those votes, and that's why I've been trying to tell people ever since the election, is those votes were always there. Those were absentee ballots that, as far as we know, were legally cast. We knew how many were out there. We knew how many were going to go for Biden and how many were going for President Trump. So the challenge for all of us right now is that there is so much misinformation on social media, a lot of national phone calls and emails and things coming in from across the country regarding the results of our election. It's hard for people throughout the state to sift and winnow through what is true and what is not true, and that's one of the challenges that we're having.
You chair Assembly Speaker Voss's Task Force on Racial Disparities, and Republicans had agreed to establish it after not taking action during a special session on police accountability. What work has the task force done so far?
So we've had a couple of meetings so far. One was an initial kind of a structural meeting to set forward what we're going to be doing. Just had a meeting last week where we brought in families of that have been impacted by racial disparities in law enforcement to tell their stories. It was an incredibly powerful day, really difficult stories to listen to. I know the subcommittee on for the Task Force on Education and Economic Development also had a meeting last week where they brought in DPI and school choice groups to talk about the achievement gap. And we're going to be having another meeting in a couple of weeks to start digging into legislation that might be out there.
Representative Steinicke, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Representative Jim Steinicke of Kaukauna is Assembly Majority Leader. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with Wisconsin's Chief Medical Officer and State Epidemiologist for Communicable Diseases, Dr. Ryan Westergaard, briefs us on the dire COVID situation in our state, what happens next to help contain the unchecked spread. Your questions on COVID and the state response, 800-642-1234. It's Dr. Westergaard on the State Cap after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.